Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Monica with Family First Home Care.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello. Hi, is this Laura?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now. I'm sorry. I'm in my car, and it took forever to connect.
It's okay. Is this Laura?
Yes.
Hi, Laura. My name is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care. I was reaching out to you because I was given your file to assist you with the remaining of your onboarding requirements. Mm-hmm. I had just sent you a text message. I see that you did complete a couple, but I'm still missing a few links, and as well as your IDs, your TB test, and your two-year residency proof.
So I thought I uploaded the ID with that link that you sent earlier. I think that was like a separate link that was sent to me to, like, you know, do it. And I did go on this morning. I thought I completed it. Is it not showing as completed?
Was it your application by any chance?
No, it was like the thing that you go on to, like, sign everything and upload your ID to front and back.
Let me see on what you have here. Give me one moment. Oh, you're probably referring to the I-9W-4. Let me take a look at that. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do see them here. It's on your I-9W-4. Let me just take a look. Okay, perfect. It's up to date.
So, and then I sent Erica. I'm sorry, not Monica. Mm-hmm. You're Monica. I'm sorry. I sent Erica a copy of and my PICO bill because I could not find my Social Security card. Would those two be acceptable for proof of residency?
Yeah. Let me actually see. Hold on. Did you send it via text?
I sent it via email, but I can send it to you via text.
And what is it that you sent her?
It was after I finished the I-9 and the you know, mm-hmm. W-2 thing or whatever, mm-hmm. I sent her, because I could not find my Social Security card,
mm-hmm.
I sent her a copy of my PICO bill as well as my expired ID to show that, you know, proof of residency, I guess, is that what it's supposed to be.
Your expired ID, yeah. Just send me a picture of your expired ID because that could probably serve as your two-year residency proof.
Okay.
Yeah, and then let me see. So you have your I-9 ID. That would be your two-year. And what about your TB test? Did you get that done already?
Yep. I'm actually literally sitting in the parking lot about to go in to get it read.
Amazing. Okay, perfect. So just when you get the results, text them to me because I'm the one that's now dealing with your paperwork.
Okay.
So just send it over to me. And then the only other thing I see that you're missing is your direct deposit form. Did you want us to set you up with direct deposit?
Yeah. So can we do it like on a card or no? Because I don't have an account right
now. No, what they'll do is they'll send it to you. Yeah, that's fine. You can do your Cash App information. Just click on the link that I sent you and then put in you should be able to find your routing number and your account number from Cash App. And just put in that information there.
Okay, I will do that when I get out of this appointment.
Sounds great, Laura. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All righty. Have a good one. Bye-bye.